It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Governor Rick Snyder has called on the legislature to pass a Medicaid expansion in Michigan. The expansion is part of the Affordable Care Act. While the House passed the legislation, the Michigan Senate went on summer recess without voting on the bill. Now a Senate work group is meeting over the summer to consider the legislation. Medicaid expansion has the support of the medical and business community, and now former GOP House Speaker Rick Johnson has added his voice to the call for the Medicaid expansion, and he joins us now. Rick Johnson, welcome to the program.
Hi there. How are you today?
Doing well, thanks. You wrote an opinion piece for MLive in support of this expansion. What made you speak up now?
Well, I just look at this as it's a crucial time as far as a timeline to get this passed. And, you know, sometimes tough decisions have to be made, and you just need to make them and move on. Not everyone, and myself is included in that, may not agree with the Affordable Care Act. That's currently the law of the land, so you have to deal with the cards that you've been dealt. And that's, in my opinion, is what should take place.
Why do you think there is so much reluctance in the Michigan Senate to move this expansion forward? Is it just resistance to the Affordable Care Act?
Well, I think there's a lot of that, and I'm sure that the senators have been contacted from members back home saying, you know, that don't support the Affordable Care Act and wanting them to hang on and vote no in this case. However, when there is things in place that have, you know, the law of the land, that's what this is, that's in place, then sometimes you have to take the tough vote, and this could be a tough vote. There's no question for some of them.
Governor Snyder has been very vocal in his push for this expansion. We know there's support from members of the medical and business community. Do you think that pressure will need to come to bear from another sector, from voters?
I think that's true. You know, the if one thing hasn't happened very well on this, and that is the supporters, let's say, and I don't mean just business groups or healthcare operations, but people in general. And as a former member, and obviously as a former leader, you know, that means a lot, and we need probably, or I should say maybe the governor needs, and the senators definitely need, you know, some phone calls from back home or letters of support for this program.
You said in your opinion piece that it's time to put statesmanship before partisanship. Now that you're on the outside of the legislature and you're sort of looking from a distance, do you think members of the Senate run a political risk if they don't pass this expansion?
Yes, I do. This is, you know, when you're looking at, you know, almost 500,000 people getting health care and you decide not to go in that direction, you're going to have a really good excuse, a really good statement as to why you did not implement it, especially since the governor supports it so strongly and the House voted, you know, bipartisan to pass this. With quite a, you know, I think it was close to two-thirds or better of the House at the final count number, that's a pretty good signal that, you know, there's support out there for this.
If you were still serving in the legislature and you were having to sell this to your colleagues, what would you say?
You know, the governor carries a pretty big pulpit, you know, and the hammer, so to speak. And I'm not saying you have to do everything the governor says. You know, we had our differences back when I was there with Governor Engler and Governor Granholm. However, from the perspective as to, you know, who are they going to listen to, the governor's got a pretty good bully pulpit to stand here and say, look, this is to take care of 500,000 people. This is to bring additional revenue to the state of Michigan. Do I necessarily like it? No, but it is the law of the land. It's time to take a vote and so that if you're going to do it, senators, you know, then that gets them in a position where they can start the mechanism to get it in place.
Rick Johnson is a former speaker of the Michigan House of Representatives, and he's currently a partner at Dodak Johnson & Associates. Thank you for speaking with us.
You bet, Jennifer. Have a good day. Thank you.